Coming up next, I'm going to tell you the number one concern of American workers, and then if that's your concern, what you can do about it. And then free college is now growing in the States, and I'm going to coach you up. It starts now. All right, here we go. The Ken Coleman Show, live from our Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters in Nash, Vegas. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We help you win at work and in your life. They are inextricably connected. Let's go. So what's the number one concern of American employees right now? I am a man of the people. I am bringing you up-to-date data and opinion. Number one concern of American employees is their paycheck. I don't think that this is overwhelmingly surprising to anybody, but it is interesting, and I'll tell you why. Because we have seen paychecks soar over the last year to 2 years. We still have the hottest job market we've ever seen, 3.4% unemployment. That is historically low, and yet we still see what they're calling a jobs gap. What that means is that you've got more jobs that are open, positions being advertised, available, than you have people who are unemployed. So companies are doing what? All kinds of things to attract potential employees. I've been telling you, you know, we've seen obviously hourly wages gone up. There is no change in the federal minimum wage. By the way, a little commercial on that for all of you of my friends on the left who love to espouse raising the federal minimum wage. I got to tell you, it's not necessary. Why? Because we've seen Target, Walmart, Amazon lead the way with their minimum wage. So companies decide their own minimum wage, and they're raising it. And by the way, when you see companies like Walmart and Target and Amazon lead the way, and a lot of people just bash these big companies, well, we forget how many people these big companies employ. And credit to these big companies, depending on where you're at on this issue, when they raise the minimum wage, then other companies have to do so as well. All right. So we've seen wages explode. And they're going up. Some of you go, they're not high enough, Ken. Great. That's fine. I'm just telling you, wages are at an all-time high, salary and hourly wages. So what's interesting then to see the data that 64% of workers are concerned with the income they are making and the benefits they are receiving. So they're going, I want more money. And a lot of those people have gotten a bump recently. We're talking about 30 million Americans plus have changed jobs for a higher pay. That's great. All for it. Instead of focusing on the higher pay, let's focus in on what are we doing with the pay? Because this is where the tension is. I'm getting paid more, but I want more. Why? Not because you're greedy, because you are not spending that money wisely. Oh, yeah, I forgot. There's that inflation monster, too. So we have a lack of discipline with our finances. And then you have inflation. Let's call this the perfect storm, all right? So inflation is skyrocketing. The White House yesterday said they're expecting more bad news on inflation. So inflation is increasing costs for you, the worker, the consumer. And then you're not disciplined with your finances in the first place. What does it work out to be? Not much of a gain, if any, at all, if you get a bump. So that's why this is interesting. 64% of Americans are concerned about their paycheck. Well, in case some of you are listening and watching this, you go, well, Ken, this is, you know, people who are undisciplined. Maybe these are people that are middle class, lower middle class. No, not true. High income earners are also living paycheck to paycheck. What does that tell you? They're spending like drunken sailors, is what it tells me. So we get the income, we go, woohoo! And now we go and we buy more stuff. And so what happens is even high income earners are living paycheck to paycheck, running those credit cards up. That's another all-time high. Look it up for yourself. Credit card debt is at an all-time high. So, what does this mean for you, the individual, if you're in this bucket? And I'm not judging you. I'm just calling this out. If you're stressed about your money and you're constantly going, I'm not making enough because of my spending habits, my lack of discipline, and I start going to my leader and I go, I need more, I need more, I need more. There's only so much they can do. You start to have a little bit of an attitude, sticking your fanny in the air all the time. And if you're focused on all your money problems, you can't focus on your work responsibilities. So this is a major deterrent, financial problems, a lack of financial peace is a direct indicator to the engagement of the individual. So leaders, let me pivot for a second. Leaders, you got to pay attention to this. I don't think this is something you don't understand, but maybe it's not something you're focusing on. So what do you need to do? If 64% of the American workforce is worried about their income because they're not spending their money wisely, wouldn't it be wise for you to help them? Not by paying them more, because what are they going to do? They're going to continue to dig a deeper hole. It's just they dig it faster. What do? You begin to make one of their benefits financial wellness. Now, we're talking a lot about wellness. Physical health and mental health is a big topic in today's world, and it should be. It's very important. However, might I suggest that if we as leaders in companies invested in financial wellness, we might see wellness in the area of the mental and emotional side of things. How much less stress would a person exhibit if their financial house was in order? Smart dollar is the answer. It is one of the offerings at Ramsey Solutions, which is the mothership of the Ken Coleman Show. What is Smart Dollar about? It's about bringing financial wellness to employees. Companies are using it. Hey, check it out, smartdollar.com. Raise your hand to your HR leader. Raise your hand to your leader. If you are a leader, check it out. Call us. Talk to our team. This is an amazing benefit. The amount of debt that employees pay off and the amount of money they save is extraordinary. Guess who's going to get the credit for that? You are, leader. Guess what else is going to happen? They're going to begin to experience financial peace. And their productivity is going to skyrocket. Their wellness is going to skyrocket. So we have a massive problem in this country around our financial discipline, our lack of financial knowledge and peace and wellness, and it is affecting the American worker in so many ways. It's affecting them mentally, emotionally, and actually in their role. It's affecting their productivity. They're searching, they're leaving you because they're looking for the next big paycheck, even if it's an extra $500 a month. When you're living paycheck to paycheck, you are stressed out of your freaking mind. For those of you that are not leaders, Ramsey Plus, right there on the screen, RamseySolutions.com/FPU. Check it out. Kick the tires. Now, coming up, I'm going to give you a very simple 3-step starter plan to get your financial house in order. Don't miss it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. We were talking about, as we led off today's show, the number one concern of American employees right now is their income and their benefits, and it's all about they don't have enough money. They've been squeezed by inflation. Let's just call that out. That is a big, big force here. But inflation is really hard to deal with when you have no margin in your finances. Why don't you have margin? Because you don't budget, you don't save. Uh-oh. So we're going to get to a question right here in the chat room because as I'm coming back, I said I was going to give you a very simple 3-step kind of starter plan. If you're unfamiliar with Ramsey Solutions, you need to be aware of Financial Peace University. We'll put that link up on the video page for those that are watching. And then for those of you that are listening, RamseySolutions.com/FPU just for personally, just to kind of kick the tires and get out there. So Nikki's question was right on topic, Alex. She says, how do we tackle the conversation with our leaders when our raises amount to a decrease because of inflation? 3% raise versus 8% inflation. This is the question. Nikki, it's a great question. So I'm going to answer it for you. You can't keep going back to your leader whose hands may in fact be tied when you've just been given a raise. So what can you do? Number one, you got to look at your budget. Do you even have a budget? Do you even budget? Every Dollar is a wonderful budgeting app. Check it out in the App Store. It's the world's best budgeting tool. It's free to you, but if you want to connect it directly to your bank account and see all of your transactions alongside of your budget in the app, that will cost you a small amount of money. But check it out. You know what? Look, kick the tires. Come up with an old school budget if you're more of a pen to paper person, okay? Here's the point. Budgeting is the first step to going, okay, I got to see where my money is actually going. Because Nikki raises a great point. Everything's more expensive now. I mean everything. Don't get Joe started on his Burger King combo meal. All right? Gas is up. Groceries are up. Everything's up. So you got to know where your money's going and then come up with a plan. Budgeting is like telling your money what to do, where to go. Budget's number one. Number two, you got to start to save. You got to start to save. Save for emergencies. We call it an emergency fund. It's baby step one in the seven baby steps that we teach here at Ramsey Solutions. Again, Financial Peace University is a great way to start. RamseySolutions.com. And then we've got to eventually, once we clean up our debt and we are now saving, okay, because we got to get rid of debt. That's costing you a lot of money every month. We got to tighten the budget and what we're spending on. That's going to help us deal with inflation. And we want to save. And then eventually, once we get everything cleaned up, all the debt cleaned up, and we save the right amount of money, a good 3 to 6 month emergency fund, then we want to and start to invest. And we can do this. It's doable. It's doable, folks. Leaders, Smart Dollar is the resource. Those of you who are not leaders, just trying to fix this mess yourself so you can grow financially, grow professionally, and not be worried about all your financial mess. RamseySolutions.com. Check out Financial Peace University. RamseySolutions.com/FPU. Here's the deal. The solution I just laid out is going to give you peace, which means you can now fund your dreams. Fund your future. Your income will fund your desired future. So you're doing what you're born to do, not stressed out all the time about money. Some of you can up your game right now by getting hired. Get a bigger shovel, if you will. But I know the job search is long and lonely and frustrating. ZipRecruiter gets it. Their artificial intelligence and easy one-click apply opportunity for you once you fill out a profile is the way to go. They're also recruiting on your behalf while you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Working, parenting, spousing, there you go. That's a new word. I think I made it up. And you got a lot going on in your life. They're working for you all the time. It's a free service, by the way, to you. Companies pay ZipRecruiter to find talent like you. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. All right. Let's get to something that is, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised to see the headline. Surprise. This is a quiet movement. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to us? The people. Let's break it down in the news. So the shocking headline comes to us from CNBC, an article, Free College is now a reality in nearly 30 states. I was shocked by that. That's not getting a lot of news. Believe me, I know. I'm like an old crotchety man when it comes to the news. I read it upside down, sideways, left to right, right to left. I'm paying attention to the news. It's hard to sneak up on me. This was a surprise. Now, this is a state-by-state development and initiative. The Biden administration did plan to make community college tuition-free for 2 years, but it was stripped from the Build Back Better bill. And so while the federal government is not offering it, Free College, and we're going to address that issue because it's not free, but Free College is alive and well, as we said, in many parts of the country. Do we have a picture of that? We got a little bit of a map. Let's show you this. For those watching, you can see everything in green and dark green there. You have a form of what they're calling free tuition. More on is it really free in a moment. So New Mexico, who has a Democrat governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, signed the New Mexico Opportunity Scholarship Act recently, establishing the most extensive tuition-free scholarship program in the country. It is similar to New York's Excelsior Scholarship in that it covers 4 years of tuition, including career training certificates, associate and bachelor's degrees. But New Mexico does go a step further than the New York plan by opening up access to returning adult learners. So these would be adults who have previous college education, and they're trying to get a different type of educational training. Part-time students and immigrants, regardless of their immigration status. So in New Mexico, they're going, hey, you don't have to be a legal immigrant. You can go to school for free. More on that in a moment on this free word. In addition to recent high school graduates. So obviously high school grads. So this is interesting. The average age of a college student in New Mexico is now 26 years of age. Now, Maine has also got a Democrat governor, and you're going to see this fall along party lines. More on that in a moment. Maine has proposed a plan to make 2 years of community college free for recent high school graduates. So that's much more limited than what New Mexico is offering. So if Maine gets this through, this will now bring the total number of statewide free college programs to 30, which means 60% of the states would have free tuition opportunities. Now, not all experts agree that free college is the best way to combat the college affordability crisis. I don't know if you call me an expert or not, but put me in this group. The critics say lower-income students, through a combination of existing grants and scholarships, already pay little in tuition to state schools, if anything at all. This is true. Further, in most cases, the money, this free tuition we're talking about, now pay attention to this, those of you who are already offended by what I'm reading. Pay attention to this. This free tuition does not cover college fees, books, or room and board. Let me say it again. It does not cover fees, books, or room and board, which are all cost prohibitive to lower income students. And by the way, diverting funds towards this free tuition, public funds, your tax dollars, comes at the expense of other operations on campus, including hiring and retaining faculty administrators. So here's my little point on free. It's not free. Anybody paying taxes are going to be fitting the bill on this, which, again, I'm okay with free and taxpayers covering this if taxes are lowered in other areas. Oh, there you go, Ken. You want to cut taxes for the rich. I didn't say that. What I said was, if we're going to apply taxpayer dollars to free tuition, we ought to do it for room and board and fees, because that's what's really expensive for lower income students. And here's the other deal. Cut taxes other places. Think about it. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. So just kind of a reset. I got distracted because one of our live YouTube viewers was asking about the pencil sharpener that's on my desk. And they were asking, is this a prop or is it real? It's absolutely a real pencil sharpener. And I should also point out that I have the old school crank pencil sharpener here. But just to my left, over in the studio here, I have an electric pencil sharpener that's plugged in, because sometimes I just need a quick sharpen, and there it is over in the corner with my keys and apparently a roll of tape. I'm not sure why the tape is there, but there's your behind the scenes. Great camera work, guys. Okay. So why do I love pencils? I always have at least two pencils on the desk. I have a red pencil to highlight parts of the articles. Why do I love pencils so much? All right. Because there's actually a little creative breakthrough teaching that happened for me that I'll share with you very quickly. And I believe we have another caller. Is that correct? Okay. So I'll be quick. So about 9-10 years ago, I'm in Atlanta. I'm working for myself. The first version of the Ken Coleman Show is happening. I don't work for Dave. And I was working on a talk that I was going to be giving to a company. And so I'm a highly visual learner and very visual in creating, very visual. And so I had a moleskin, much like I have here on my desk every day. This was Hemingway's notebook of choice. I love it. And so I'm sitting at my desk and I had a pen and I was creating an outline, because before I dive into a talk, I have to create an outline and I have to free flow it. So I'm writing down what I think is the outline for this talk and I'm trying to get some thoughts, and I don't like it. And so I'm doing what you do if you're kind of brainstorming, and I would cross it out or scribble it. And for whatever reason, I got to a place of a block creatively. And I was looking down at the paper and I had all these scribbles and cross throughs and all this kind of stuff. And it irritated me because I was like, well, what did I scribble out? I was just in a place of block. And this is all neurotic, folks. So make of this what you will. We all have our neurosis. This was mine that day. And so I got up and I went to the kitchen to get some water, kind of get away from the desk, came back in. And when I came back in, I noticed my wife and I shared a big desk area in our home office. And I noticed she had one of those, you know, the classic little pencil cups or pen cups. And there was a number two pencil by itself in the pen cup. And I went, I don't know why. I went and grabbed the pencil and I went, you know what? I do know why. I grabbed the pencil because I'm going to write this out. Throw that sheet away. And that way, when I change something, I can erase it and my paper stays clean and thus my thought process. I thought maybe this will work. This is all mind hack stuff, folks. Well, I got to tell you, I grabbed the pencil and magic happened, because I was free flowing and writing stuff. When I didn't like it, I'd erase it and my page was still clean, Alex. Alex, the producer's never heard this story. So that moment, that day, to me, the pencil was a creative free flow object. It was an instrument by which I could free flow thought and I can erase. And so I developed some teaching out of this many years later. And I said, we all need to live more in pencil. And so let me explain and unpack this. The concept that I was really inspired by was that I could be free to write anything that came out of my head. And I didn't have to worry about it not sounding good or looking good. I could erase it, edit it, and move on. And you know what yesterday's topic was? The number one mistake that we make in our careers and in our lives. And it is that we are afraid of making mistakes. And the pencil is mistake-free, baby. You know why? Because of this little guy on the end. And look at that. Can we zoom in on this, Nathan? This is a pencil. You can always tell, has Ken used this pencil much? Can we zoom in? Look at that guy. See, that eraser on the end of that guy has been used many times. And then when you run out of eraser on your pencil, you need one of these. Huh? The old school block eraser. So what's my challenge to you today? Stop worrying about all the mistakes. Live in pencil. Try it. Because guess what? You can erase it. And edit and move on. The mistakes we make as an entrepreneur don't stay with us the rest of our life. Come on. Now, that's good teaching. I don't care who you are. And that's why I love pencils. They're going to free your soul. Let's go to Jose in Oakland, California next. Jose, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, how's it going, Ken?
I'm living the dream, Jose. What's going on?
Man, well, before anything, man, just thank you for accepting the call, man. It means a lot.
You bet.
Fan of your show.
Thank you.
Well, where I'm at right now, man, you know, I'm a personal trainer. I thought this was where my life wanted to go. I loved fitness. And, you know, I started doing it. The money is going good. Everything's going well. But I'm noticing as the months and the years pass by that it's not as fulfilling and joyful as I thought it was going to be, right? And I think a lot of it, from what I look at it, is it's the actual job itself that I'm not fulfilled with. And I'm at the point now where I'm like, man, if I leave, I have no idea what I want to do.
Okay, now let me just dive in real quick. So let me see if I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
You love working out, the nutrition, the exercise piece for yourself personally, but you don't like the training, coaching part of it for someone else.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so that's thrown you because you're like, oh man, I love this area. So I'm going to go work in this area. And then you get there and you're like, I don't like training and coaching, because that's what that actually is coaching.
Right.
Okay. Well, don't be discouraged by that. We go, okay, what is it that I really, what kind of work really fires me up? You've been working enough in your life to have some clues on this. What kind of work? And let me give you some clues to kind of work with, okay? I think you could separate the types of work into four basic categories. People work, which is what a physical trainer is.
Mm-hmm.
Process work, so that might be administrative, operations in nature. Thing work, so that'd be somebody who maybe worked with their hands, maybe a carpenter, people that are installing things, fixing things. You understand where I'm going here with things, yes?
Work. Yeah.
And then the last area of work would be ideas. So I'm in the people space, but I'm in the idea space. So I do people work, idea work. Does that make sense?
Correct.
So if you think about people work, process work, things work, or ideas work, what work do you tend to enjoy more?
I mean, I know I do like the people work, but I think I just realized it wasn't, I guess my point isn't, I don't want to start from scratch to teach someone. Because, for example, even when I was working out on my own, I never worked out with people because I didn't want to sit there and wait to see if they knew how to do it and then start them up. You know, like part of me is leaning on the, well, what if maybe you go into a more advanced portion of training where it's either facility, you know, with like athletes or, you know, or maybe
so you do like instructing, you just don't like the fundamentals, you like fine tuning.
Could be.
All right, so here's what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to stay in this position right now because we don't have anything to go to.
Right.
But what you need to do is use the proximity principle, as I was talking about with an earlier caller, and you need to try to hang out with some guys and gals that are much more advanced and maybe a little bit different environment, different type of application of the training work, and let's validate that thought, because I think there's something to what you're saying. Because it sounds like to me you get a little frustrated or you're almost a little bored at this beginner level. Am I right?
Yeah, man, absolutely.
All right, now that's a big clue. So what we don't do is go, oh, I'm supposed to get out of physical training just because, no, we got to go, I got to dial that in. It's the difference between the golf coach who works at the local country club who's dealing with schmucks like me and duffers like me versus the guys that are working with PGA Tour pros. That's the analogy. So what you got to do is go verify that that's true. All right, but here's the deal. I want you to hang on the line. I'm going to further help you by giving you two resources. One, the Get Clear Career Assessment. That'll help you with talent, passion, and mission. Identify it and then put it out in a purpose statement that becomes a great job description. Then I'm going to give you my best-selling book, the latest one, From Paycheck to Purpose, tell you how to get there. This is The Ken Coleman Show.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, if you're a fan of this podcast, we've got more where that came from. As you know, at Ramsey, we're always looking to protect our listeners from scummy companies, slick marketing, and money myths. I'm George Camel, host of The Fine Print, where I do the research for you to help you rise above the system that's designed to keep you broke and in debt so that you can become confident in your money choices. Check out The Fine Print wherever you listen to podcasts.